This is Dr. Simon Roy, Dick and Clint Nerd from Ms. Betty B. Cox. Admission, today's date is 1/5/17/2013. Patient's an 88-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with a chief complaint of recent discharge from the hospital, 1/2/2013, due to the flu. Number two, hypothyroidism. Number three, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number four, glaucoma. Number five, hyperlipidemia. Number six, vitamin D deficiency. Number seven, diabetes mellitus. Number eight, osteoporosis. Number nine, carotid disease. Number 10, osteoarthritis of the L-spine. Number 11, low back pain. Number 12, levus scoliosis of the L-spine. Number 13, thyroid nodules. Number 14, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease without heart failure. Number 15, hiatal hernia. Number 16, anemic heart disease. Number 17, diastolic dysfunction of the heart. Number 18, total hysterectomy. Number 19, mitral regurgitation, aortic insufficiency, LVH, left atrial enlargement, pulmonary insufficiency. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. Patients wanting refills on the Mobic, Prevastatin, Losartan, and Flonase. Will refill the Mobic 7.5 mg QHS with food. I've cautioned against the chronic use of it. If she has severe pain, arthritic pain, then she's to take it. I've told her to get 1 gram of Tylenol Q 6 hours pure in pain. Try that first and then try the Ultram. If that doesn't relieve her pain, then she can take the Mobic. We'll also refill her Prevastatin, 1 gram QHS, and Losartan, 100 mg Q-Day, and Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays each nostril Q-Day. She denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of seizures, dysuria, melanomachia, diet, constipation, no sore throat, ear, for nose, no focal motor sensitive deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions. Patient is recovering from her flu. She's weak, but slowly getting better, period.